Welcome to the Couch Potato Sports Show,
the radio home of champion indoor football's Texas Revolution and the 2016 season.
Join Sonny Clark, the hardest working man in sports radio, for the live play-by-play of hard-hitting, fast-paced football action
on a 50-yard indoor field.
Listen live on our website, www.thecouchpotato.wix.com/revsradio, or by calling 347-215-7497.
For our continuing coverage of the 2016 Texas Revolution indoor football team as the Revolution hit the road to take on the Wichita Force live from Entrust Arena in Wichita, Kansas. You're on the Couch Potato Sports Show and your Texas Revolution radio network. And now it's time for the pregame show.
Oh, yo, welcome into the Couch Potato Sports Show. It's me, Sonny Clark, the hardest working man in sports radio, with your coverage of the 2016 Texas Revolution indoor football team, as the Revolution quite possibly are in the game of the year for them as they take on the Wichita Force live from Entrust Bank Arena in Wichita, Kansas. Now, the Texas Revolution are in a situation now where a victory like they might get tonight, if they come out with that victory, would set up the Texas Revolution to be in good position in the South Division as they go ahead and get a big victory against the Force. If it happens tonight, it's one of those games that makes or breaks a season depending on where they land at the end of the season. This is one of the games where you can take a look back and say, maybe this is the game that we should have won, or we are sure glad we won this game against the Wichita Force. And this is a Wichita Force that the Texas Revolution are very familiar with, as they took them on last year in the regular season, as well as getting the victory in the first round of the playoffs in order to make it to the championship game. They had to get past the Force, and that was one of the things that happened. It was a Thursday game. It was a controversial game. It was that was the reason why. But here, you take away from the day, it wasn't very controversial at all. More in the fact that everybody was going to make it to the game. It wasn't the fact that no one could make it because of the schedule and they had to work. So everybody was there, so there was really no excuses. However, I'm going to come up with an excuse, okay, for the Force. This was a Force team that was dealing with Matt Moss, who was not himself last year. This guy had worked through a lot of injuries last year, and this was a tough game for him as he was dealing with a lot of injuries. He did not have that impact season that he had the year before, and that's one of the things that they don't have this year. They have Matt Moss as completely healthy. Their defense is not just good, it's crazy good over there as far as Wichita is concerned, and they are sitting on top in their division as the leaders of the Northern Division at 4-0. A 4-0 undefeated football team, as your Texas Revolution are 3-1 on the season, and they're sitting in third in the Southern Division. Now, this team and this game plays out the way it plays out. The Texas Revolution get the victory. They would improve to 4-1 out on the season. And depending on what happens with the rest of the games that are going on this week, will make a big-time determination on where they could end up. Because the Dodge City Law in the Southern Division, they are on the road. They're taking on the Salina Liberty. And this is a game that the Dodge City Law have to have in order to hold on to that first place standings that they have in the Southern Division. Some other games that are happening in the CIF this week as the Omaha Beef, they go on the road to take on the Chicago Eagles. This is a big game for the Omaha Beef as they have improved. Isn't it nice to talk about the Omaha Beef being a good football team, more so than sitting at the bottom of the league standings as they were last year? And it was tough because, you know, not that I'm a Beef fan, but I'm a big fan of some of the players that play for that team as well. And I always want to see good, you know, a team play well. I always want to see them in contention. I always want to see a team that can go out and make their names for themselves and make a play for the playoffs. And right now, the Omaha Beef are doing that, and we'll talk about where they stand. Also, another game in the CIF, a big game, the Amarillo Venom take on the Mesquite Marshals. Now, this is a game where the Marshals are at home. They have a great home crowd, folks. You can say whatever you want about the Mesquite Marshals. As far as their record is concerned, this is a team that brings in the fans. And as the Texas Revolution took on this football team, we had a lot of fans there for the Texas Revolution side, and we also had a lot of fans there for the Mesquite Marshals. Turned out to be a really good, as far as attendance was concerned, after the game got started. So, that's a big game, the Amarillo Venom. We'll talk about the standings a little bit. And then the San Angelo Bandits, they are on the road to take on the Duke City Gladiators. So that is your CIF schedule here on a Saturday. Huge night as far as that is concerned. We have five football games all kicking off at the same time tonight. So 10 of the 12 teams are in action in the CIF, including your Texas Revolution as they have hit the road to take on the Wichita Force. Let's get back and let's talk a little bit about the division standings and look at it as a whole. So it kind of briefly said on it, let's go to the Northern Division, where, as we talked about, the Wichita Force 4-0 on the season. This is a football team that has only given up 165 points in four games. And that is a huge number when you think about it, as far as keeping a team down. Now, they're still in the 40s. If you remember last year, the Texas Revolution were keeping teams in the 30s. And that's why one of the better teams in the CIF on the defensive side of the ball was the Texas Revolution. But if you keep it in the low 40s, you're looking at a good football team. And that's where they are. 40 points a game, 40.1 points a game the Wichita Force are only giving up so far this season. So that is huge. You take a look at the San Angelo Bandits. This is another good football team who are in second place in the Northern Division, especially giving up points. They have only been giving up about 34 points a game. So the Sioux City Bandits, good football team in second place at 4-2 out on the football season. Then in third place, the Omaha Beef at 2-2. Four games so far this season. They've only been giving up 40 points a game. That's good up on the defensive side of the ball for the Omaha Beef. But where they're kind of lacking a little bit is on the offensive side of the ball. When you look at this football team and they have Josh Floyd as their starting quarterback, you look at this team and then you ask yourself, they need to score some points. And they have not been doing so this season, as they've been only in reality scoring about 36 to 37 points a game on average. So, but the Beef, they are still 2-2 on the season. So that is huge for them as they move forward into this season. But still in contention at 2-2 on the season are the Omaha Beef. Now, the rest of the Northern Division are at 1-3. And interestingly enough, all three of those teams, they are expansion teams into the CIF this year. The first year for the Bloomington Edge in this league. Although they've been playing many, many years. And then the Salina Liberty, even though last year they had the Salina Bombers, they are still, as the Liberty, an expansion team. And then the Chicago Eagles. All three of those teams are at a 1-3 record in the Northern Division, all tied for fourth place in reality. But when you break it down as far as points and everything, that's why Bloomington, Salina, and Chicago are the reason why of their order in the Northern Division. Now, looking at the South Division, where your Texas Revolution play, the Dodge City Law, they are 4-1 out on the football season, having a good season so far this year. The Duke City Gladiators, 3-1 with a couple of controversial things that are going on. We'll talk about one of them and Matt Kayward here in the pregame show a little bit later. Then your Texas Revolution at 3-1 out on the season. And the only reason why they're in third place instead of second place is because they've given up more points, and that loss to the Law was the reason why. Giving up a lot of points in that game put them in the situation where they're in third place in the Southern Division. After that, it's the Amarillo Venom, who are 2-2 on the season, as well as the Mesquite Marshals. They're at 1-4. And then the San Angelo Bandits, who are 0-4 out on the season. That's how the divisions wrap up here in Champions Indoor Football. So what we're going to do now is we're going to take a quick break here on the Couch Potato Sports Show. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about some of the CIF news. We'll also talk to the Eagle Eye himself, Bill Cerna, here on the Couch Potato Sports Show and your Texas Revolution Radio Network. We will be right back. At Five Star HVAC Contractors, we know how important it is to be comfortable in your own home. That's why we make it a priority to get your air conditioner or heater running quickly and efficiently. We know what it takes to keep you comfortable this summer season. So now's the time to get a full AC tune-up. Call us today for a $45 service call to have a qualified technician come to your home. Also, new complete systems installed with zero down and zero interest for 12 months. No minimum monthly payment. So give us a call at Five Star HVAC Contractors at 214-457-8441. That's 214-457-8441. And tell them Sonny sent you. This is Sonny Clark telling you about Total Nutrition of Allen, located at 906 West McDermott Drive, Suite 124 in Allen, your number one supplement superstore. Total Nutrition specializes in wellness, fitness, sports nutrition, weight loss, building muscle, and more. Your success is important to us, and we look forward to you stopping by so we can answer your questions in person. Need an answer right now? Just give us a call at 214-383-5083 for phone orders that will ship same day, or speak with one of our team members who will be happy to answer your questions. Total Nutrition of Allen, proud sponsor of the Texas Revolution Indoor Football Team. This is Sonny Clark, radio voice of the Texas Revolution, telling you about Tantrum Tans, located at 905 Market Street, Suite 200 in Allen at Waters Creek. Unlike spray tans or harmful UV booths, our process is safe, convenient, and painless. Our custom airbrush mix contains DHA, a sugarcane extract that interacts with your skin's outermost layer to bring out a natural, healthy brown glow. And we do it in about a half hour. Check out Tantrum Tans in Allen or give them a call at 469-400-3120. Tantrum Tans, proud sponsor of the Texas Revolution Indoor Football Team. This is Sonny Clark, radio voice of your Texas Revolution, telling you to swing on by the newest restaurant to Allen, Pollo Tropical, located at 102 South Central Expressway. They're famous for their flame-grilled, citrus-marinated chicken, seasoned with island spices and prepared with the freshest ingredients. Choose from a variety of their island-inspired menu items and pair it with a side of classic black beans and rice, an islander staple. Pollo Tropical, proud sponsor of the Texas Revolution Indoor Football Team. For more information, go to PolioTropical.com. This is Sonny Clark, radio voice of your Texas Revolution, telling you about Pogo Pass. Pogo Pass is an annual pass that gives you complimentary admission to the best entertainment venues in Dallas. A one-time fee per person provides you access to participating venues at various times and dates throughout the year. Each pass is individualized with the name of the pass holder, the expiration date, and a unique barcode for tracking and use. So check out DallasTX.PogoPass.com for more information.
Discover the difference. Century 21 Mike Bowman has been helping families since 1971. Our dedicated professionals, customer service department, and state-of-the-art technology provides unsurpassed service. Visit c21bowman.com now and register for cash back on your next home sale or purchase. Over 6,000 families chose Century 21 Mike Bowman last year. So whether you're moving across town or around the world, discover the difference with Century 21 Mike Bowman.
Welcome back into the Couch Potato Sports Show. It's me, Sonny Clark, the hardest working man in sports radio, with your continuing coverage of the 2016 Texas Revolution indoor football team. Now, your Revolution, they went on the road a couple of weeks ago and got beat pretty handily by the team that leads in this division. We're talking about the Dodge City Law. The Dodge City Law handed the Texas Revolution a loss 89-71. But the Revolution, they rebounded fairly well as they went back out on the road. Like we talked about, though, the Mesquite Marshals is not necessarily a road game for the Texas Revolution, as it's literally just right down the 75 from them. So it's about 26 miles away in reality. So that's really a home game for your Texas Revolution, as they got to sleep in their own bed and be able to be relaxed most of the day, not be on a bus, a cramped bus, for hours upon hours. But they do get the victory 51-32 against the Mesquite Marshals. So that is really huge as far as the Revolution are concerned and where they stand as far as the standings are concerned, especially getting that victory against the Marshals. So liking what I've been seeing as far as what they played against the Marshals. But when you look at a team such as your Revolution, as what they did against the Law, they put up some points, 71 points against the Law, and they're going to need some offense. They're going to need something like that. But going up against the defense of the Wichita Force, it's just one of those hard things to do. Now, the Wichita Force, they were in action at home as they took on the Bloomington Edge, and they edged out the Edge 51-48 last week. And so the Wichita Force, you know, they working really hard to get that victory. So the Edge put a little scare into that football team, but it wasn't enough to keep them from being undefeated. So as far as where the Force are concerned, that was a big time game for the Force last week as they got that victory. And it was hard fought, and they got it. Which puts them in that situation where they are, yes, undefeated on the season. So as far as where they are, 4-0, they've just been playing well. And they're marked with a stellar defense, without question. Their defense is one of the reasons why they are in the position that they are in today, being undefeated on the season, making big plays when they have to, and that is huge. So talking a little bit about the CIF and Champions Indoor Football, I mentioned it on my broadcast, and this doesn't necessarily, at the time it had to do with the Texas Revolution, but as far as that is concerned as a whole, and it don't matter if we're in the Allen Event Center, there's one rule as far as Champions Indoor Football I want change, and this is for every team. Because really, when you take the fun out of the game, you take the fun out of the game. Now, it can be as cut and dry as that, right? But when you're on the road and you make a big play and you make a touchdown, and these players spike the ball, if the ball goes in the stands and they're the visiting team, they get a 15-yard penalty. And I don't care if you're in the Allen Event Center. That has got to be the dumbest rule I've seen. And that's just one of the rules. There's many rules that are just really not there for me. Okay? But as far as that is concerned, I think that's one that needs to go away. Because if the home team does it, they spike the ball or they just throw the ball in the stands because, you know, if the visiting team just throws the balls in the stands, they get the flag. But yet the home team can do it too. So when you talk about fairness to a football game, you have to have rules. And the rules have to be the same for both sides of the football. I mean, for both sides of the team. You can't have just one rule where something like that happens. And I'm not even sure the reason why the rule's there. The rule's silly, the rule is stupid, and it needs to change. Because you are penalizing someone. Now, if it goes excessive, I'm fine with that. But just the general touchdown, get the spike, you throw the ball, you spike the ball and goes in the stands 15 yards, silly. Or if they throw it in the stands, silly. Because this is a game for the fans too, by the way, in case that the league didn't remember that. This is, so as far as the team, the other team throwing a ball out in the stands, if the fans want to throw the ball back on the field, if they throw it out, that would be perfectly keeping the fans involved with the game. So it's one of the things that really bothers me, and it bothered me because as for when that happened, as far as the Texas Revolution were concerned, last week against the Marshals, it was at a vital time of the football game. And you can't have that kind of advantage. I think it's unfair. It's one of the things that I want to see the champions indoor football do. I want to see them make a move on some things that are silly and get them out of the game. And that's one of them. And I don't care if it's one of those things that stand as a regular rule in all other leagues, blah, blah, blah. Be the first to make the stand and make it right. And it don't matter if the Sioux City Bandits are on the road taking on the Texas Revolution. If that happens, and I'm going to call it out. It's got to be fair for both sides. It's just not right. Now, it is what it is, and, you know, obviously, my voice isn't going to make much of a difference as far as rule changes are concerned, but it's one of the things that they need to be made aware of, the unfairness of it. And even though we are fans, and even though we are people that watch this game, we got to make them aware of it. And as far as champions indoor football, they've got to answer to it. They've got to answer to some of the things that the fans see instead of going completely deaf and silent on it, and they have done that. It's one of the things I'd like to see champions indoor football improve on. Now, we talk a little bit more about some of the things that are happening in champions indoor football. All you got to do is go to last week's game. Controversy, controversy, and more controversy. Last week's game. As the Amarillo Venom were in a game against the Duke City Gladiators with under a minute. And this is probably one of the craziest stories I have seen out there as far as indoor football is concerned. I've never seen anything like what I'm going to talk about. But that game, as far as Matt Kayward getting involved with that game, the fan in me loves it. I mean, the fan in me just thinks it's great. But there's some other things that are going on as far as that is concerned that it brings up, a lot of things that have to be talked about. It was a situation where Matt Kayward was near the end zone. And Matt Kayward, if you don't know who he is, he's the general manager slash owner, I don't know. Whatever you want to call it, but he's the one that put that team together and went up on his shoulders, the Duke City Gladiators. And Nate Davis, he launches the ball towards the corner of the end zone. And right there, to try to catch the football, was Kent McDonald. And it was a great throw. By the way, and I want to put this out there. Nate Davis is a great talent in this league, without question. The guy makes plays with his legs, he makes them with his arms, and yet this could have been one. This could have been one, and he launched that ball up in the air, and Matt Cayward happened to be near where that play was, and he got involved with it and went to try to catch the ball, which in turn interfered with Kent McDonald from catching the ball in the far left-hand corner of the end zone, and could have changed the scope of that game huge. If that ball was caught for a touchdown for the Amarillo Venom. It was huge. Without question, it was one of the biggest plays of the game. And I don't want to say that play helped them win that football game. I don't want to say that. Because the fact of the matter is, when you look at the final score of that game, 53-42. But really, when you see that, first of all, the Venom are at a disadvantage, okay? They're on the road. That's tough. And in this league, it's hard to get the victories on the road. I mean, really hard. And the Venom were in a position. It was under a minute. If they would have got that touchdown, that would have put them in a better position where they would have been and had the lead. And if they held off the Duke City Gladiators in the final minute, they get the victory. But we'll never know that because Cayward went for the ball, took it literally out of the hands of McDonald. We don't know if McDonald would have came down with it, if it would have been a clean catch or whatever the case may be. We're not going to know that answer because Matt Cayward was there. Like I said, the fan in me loves this. Okay? The fan in me goes, man. But on the other hand, I get where the Amarillo Venom could be upset about this. It makes perfect sense. Now, if that was a fan, they have rules against fan interference as well, but normally those just go to the wayside if it's the fan. However, this is the owner / GM, whatever you want to call him. It's a big story in the CIF. And that came from the Amarillo newspaper that was brought out, and I just find it interesting. So there's a lot of things that are going to probably be talked about this week. I mean, we haven't gotten the players of the week yet, probably because they were dealing with this situation, how they're going to handle it as a league. But it is a big story. It was a big deal, folks. And those that don't think it's a big deal, you got to turn around, because when you look at the standings and what happened in that game, the Duke City Gladiators would be 2-2 on the season. The Texas Revolution would be in second place. The Amarillo Venom would be 3-2 if they got the victory. See, now that's the other big question. Would they have still gotten the victory? Remember, indoor football, when there's 1 second on the clock, that's one play. And when you're talking about an indoor field with 50 yards, every play is either a field goal or a touchdown away. So you never really know how that's going to happen. But if you were to put on the commissioner hat, what would you call it? What would you do in this situation if you were the one to make the decision on how to handle this? And frankly, I don't know. I mean, as I look at it, I know what I would do. I would just find the team. You can't take the victory off the board. As much as I would want to, they still lost this game. And not only that, if you look at the video, the offensive player, I think, caused offensive pass interference. So it's a lose-lose situation here. No flags were thrown for that either. And that's another thing. Champions indoor football got to look at their referees. They got to, you know, answer that. But then this is a bang-bang play. How do they know that was Matt Cayward? I don't know. Maybe they could. It was the home field. It was the officials that were there. Maybe they know who Matt Cayward is. Maybe he turned his head fast enough to where they didn't see that it was Matt Cayward and there's no flag. There's a lot of things that don't know about it. But if I was the commissioner, I think I would have to throw a fine at him. And this is one of those things where they have to make a statement here. They have to make a statement on this situation. Because if they don't, this could be something that can go on later on down the road. You know, we got to find out how much the mascots on the sideline are getting involved with the game. Would that how it would handle if it was a mascot? And some of the other players, if that was on the side where the visiting team was, or the home team was, maybe that's where the locker, where they stand for when they're off the field, and then the players got involved. The flags and stuff like that. How would they handle that? This creates a new thing that the Champions Indoor Football I actually have to think about now, because it's the first time I've ever seen it. Like I said, the fan of me loves this, but at this, on the other hand, you know, the league has got to do something about that. They got to make a statement about it, and they got to put it out there. And they got him in instead of just not making mention of it all and calling this thing. And I'm sure they're talking about it. I'm sure Champions Indoor Football has got some things that they've got to deal with as far as that situation is concerned down in Duke City. I just found it very interesting. We thought we'd put it out there for you. So what we're going to do now is we're going to take a quick break here on the Couch Potato Sports Show. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about the CIF. Let's take a look at some of the stats for your Texas Revolution going into tonight's a big game against the Wichita Four. So we'll do that on the other side here after 2-2, as one of the famous game shows hosts say, Chuck Woolery there. We'll do it in 2-2. Well, a little bit longer because our sponsors need to be heard. So we'll do that here on the Couch Potato Sports Show and your Texas Revolution Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Melody, and I'm here with appliance tips so simple, even a 9-year-old can do them. Make sure you rinse the food off your plates before putting them in the dishwasher. Food will gunk up the dishwasher and clog the sprayers. If you need help, call my daddy, Tyler Atkins, at A-Plus Certified Appliance, 972-890-5014.
Hi, everyone. My name is Cliff Disker, and I'm with Dallas Media Production, where we help small businesses, probably a lot like you, develop marketing campaigns, lead generation by developing Facebook apps, Twitter apps, things like that, social media management services we do for small businesses, and high-definition interactive video productions. So don't wait. Let's get this going right now. Give me a call at 214-760-3854. Or shoot me a quick email at cliffdisker@gmail.com. We'll talk to you soon.
How would you like the opportunity to get your business in front of 1 billion people each month? I'm Fred with Fred Schatz Photo and Video, and I help business owners like you get your message out through YouTube. Statistics show that 1 billion unique visitors search YouTube each month, but if you don't have a video for your business or your service, then you won't be found. When you're ready to harness the power of YouTube, give us a call at Fred Schatz Photography and Video, and we'll help get you and your business in front of those billion people.
This is Sonny Clark, the radio voice of your Texas Revolution, telling you to stop on by Fred Schatz Photography, located on the web at www.fredschatz.com, or give him a call at 469-718-9749. That's 469-718-9749.
Hi, my name is Holt McCallany. I'm an actor in films and television. I had to design a website, and I hired several different companies. I was never happy with any of the work that they did until I found Internet Marketing Images. They're very competitively priced, and they can handle all of your social media for you. So whether you're in sales, or it's a corporate account, or you're a celebrity that just doesn't have time to always manage all the social media, try Internet Marketing Images.
This is Sonny Clark telling you to stop on by Internet Marketing Images on the web at www.4imi.com, or give them a call toll free 877-469-9322.
The heat it is I. New Nissans have been reallocated to the fastest growing Nissan dealership in North Texas. That's us, Nissan of McKinney. But maybe you're asking, why Nissan of McKinney? It's because we have selection. Some might even say the biggest, with over 1,000 to choose from. Plus, we've got perks. Get 2 years free maintenance on any new Nissan, and discounts as high as $14,000. Get Rogues and Altimas for $18,995, or 0% for 60 months. Because if Nissan builds it, we discount it. Nissan.
I have one customer said, if we know it's going to be difficult, we know it needs to be done fast, they're going to call Executive Press.
Here at Executive Press, we are a mid-sized commercial printing company. We help our clients market themselves through their printed collateral. We offer both offset and digital printing services, design services, and bulk mail services to our clients. Executive Press believes strongly in the idea of being a valued partner to our customers.
This is Sonny Clark, radio voice of your Texas Revolution, telling you to stop on by Executive Press, located at 1400 Presidential Drive, Suite 110, located in Richardson, Texas. Or give them a call at 214-217-7000 and tell them Sonny sent you. And we are back here on the Couch Potato Sports Show. It's me, Sonny Clark, the hardest working man in sports radio, as we continue our coverage of the 2016 Texas Revolution indoor football team. As your Revolution right now are sitting pretty at 3-1 on the season. Only loss, like we said, against the Dodge City Law. And that could be a game that comes back and talks to the Revolution a little bit later as the Revolution take that loss. However, the Dodge City Law are in the Texas Revolution Allen Event Center later on this season. So that could be a very interesting game as the Texas Revolution are in that playoff run. They're going to be fighting for it. There's three teams that make the playoffs in each division. The winner of the division does get the bye in the first week, so they get that week rest. That depending on what team it is, it'll be very interesting to find out what that situation is as far as what team it is and as far as some of the teams that may be need to heal. So those teams will be fighting for it depending on injuries and things of that sort. The Texas Revolution are home to the Texas Revolution Dancers. The Dancers last three seasons have won the Dancers of the Year, and they're on it again, folks. As I watch these ladies all the time, and there's a reason why I'm talking about them, of course, is because they don't get talked about enough for what they have done for the fans and what they've done for the Texas Revolution. I just wanted to give them a shout out as they have been outstanding yet again. They've got to be obviously the team to beat as far as the Dancers of the Year. So watch out for that one. Also, another shout out to Jen Welter. Jen Welter was a coach for this football team last year as she coached the defensive side of the ball. And then last year, she goes ahead and she coaches in the NFL, becoming the first female coach as far as the NFL is concerned now. She's not a full-time coach. That goes to a young lady over for Buffalo Bills. But, you know, setting the standard, you know, setting the road up for that was Jen Welter with her, training camp stint with the Arizona Cardinals. So that was huge for the Texas Revolution as well as Jen Welter. So congratulations to Jen Welter for a job well done and getting herself out there. She's always that woman out there making noise as far as the women's issue in the sport. So I think it's huge. And I think it's really something that the Texas Revolution can be very proud of what she has done for the, not just the game, but for the Texas Revolution and for women in general, just to let you know. All right, so let's take a look at what is going on for your Texas Revolution. Again, they are in Wichita, Kansas taking on the Wichita Force at Intrust Bank. And then the Revolution, they are back at home to take on the San Angelo Bandits at the Allen Event Center. And then they take the longest road trip of the year. It is the long one. They go and play the Duke City Gladiators on Saturday, April 23rd. By the way, the game against the Bandits at the Allen Event Center is April 15th. But on the 23rd, they hit the road to take on the Duke City Gladiators, and not more than 6 days later, they're back at the Allen Event Center on Friday night taking on the Duke City Gladiators, this time at the Allen Event Center. One of the first three home games in a row that they are going to be playing, as they got the Duke City Gladiators, and then Saturday, May 7th, that's what we were talking about, the Dodge City Law come into Allen to take on the Texas Revolution, so that's going to be a big game. And then the third game of the four against the Mesquite Marshals, it'll be the second game at the Allen Event Center, that is on May 20th, that's a Friday. So make sure you get out there early enough to catch that game. I know Friday games are hard for players, for fans to get out there because they're coming home from work and then the game's at 7. But make sure you take an hour off early and get out for the game. And then the Revolution, they are on the road for the rest of the season after that. Monday, a Monday game, Monday night football against the San Angelo Bandits on the 30th of May. And then they finish up with the fourth game of the four against the Mesquite Marshals on Saturday, June 4th. So big games ahead for the Texas Revolution, and where they are sitting right now, sitting very good with their record. They got a lot to be happy about and a lot to be proud of as they are sitting at 3-1. We'd like to see them, of course, at 4-0, but that's just not the case that happens. So if you look at it, if they finish off the season the way that, you know, it, the first four that have gone on, they would only lose three games on the season, and that would make them at 9-3 on the season as far as their final record would be concerned. Would that be enough to be in the top three in the Southern Division? I don't know. We'll have to find that out as the Amarillo Venom, they have a lot to say about what's going on as far as that is concerned. The four teams battling it out right now in the South Division of Champions Indoor Football. So some huge things going on. Let's take a look at some of the statistic leads, leaders in Champions Indoor Football as far as the 2016 season. 43 touchdowns by the Dodge City Law, followed by 32 touchdowns by the Wichita Force. And then right behind them, that's your Texas Revolution with 34 touchdowns on the season for them as well. So you look at it, it's huge touchdowns, but here's where the interesting part starts. And I'm just going to put it out there. The kicking game in this league as far as extra points and field goals is horrible. I mean, it's just horrible. And the Texas Revolution, they have scored 34 touchdowns out on the season. They only have 17 extra points. That is a big-time stat when you look at what that is going on. And when I saw the stat, it was shocking. But at the same time, that's what we've seen. And it's not a great big surprise. That having been said, after that, the Amarillo Venom at 28 touchdowns along with the Duke City Gladiators. Now, remember, Dodge City have played one more game than the Texas Revolution. However, they got 9 more touchdowns. You don't expect the Texas Revolution to score 9 touchdowns against the Wichita Force. Mark that. They're actually further than that. There's 32 for the Wichita Force. The Texas Revolution have 34. So you still don't expect them to score 6 touchdowns. Maybe 6 mark that. 9 touchdowns is what they'd have to score, correct? So I was incorrect. So 9 touchdowns they'd have to score to match the Dodge City Law. So scoring defense, the Sioux City Bandits in 6 games, they have huge things going on as far as that is concerned. The scoring, giving up only 33 points a game. That is huge. That is such a big number. The Sioux City Bandits playing great football on the defensive side. followed by the Duke City Gladiators at 38.5. The Omaha Beef, we talked about it, with 40 points, and then the Wichita Force giving up 41.2 points a game. But you look at that number, and you roll on down, the Texas Revolution have been giving up 51 points a game on average. Now, granted, that big game against the Dodge City Law messes with that number. But that having been said, they have to be they've got to be a little bit better on the defensive side of the ball as far as that's concerned. So we looked at those numbers. The touchdowns, I was incorrect. 34 touchdowns for the Texas Revolution, 43 for Dodge City, and then it was the Sioux City Bandits also with 34 touchdowns, then the Wichita Force at 32. So the touchdown scored for the Revolution is huge as far as that's concerned. So some other numbers as far as the Texas Revolution. Total offense, the Revolution are leading this league, averaging 286.2 points a game. But they don't have the big number, the more yards like the Dodge City Law. Dodge City Law, 1,426 yards. They lead as far as yards are concerned, but as far as the per game, the Revolution have that lead. And the Law's got one more game up on top of the Texas Revolution. So four games for the Amarillo Venom. They've scored quite a few points as well, 1,081 points out on the season. For the Amarillo Venom, averaging 270 yards a game. So looking at the total offense for your Texas Revolution, playing very well out there as well. So they got to play that mistake-free game that the Revolution have not been able to do. This football team has been penalized so much this year. It is really insane. And that's one of the things the Revolution have got to get under control. They have got to stop with the penalties, because if they keep up with the penalties, it's going to cost them more than just one game. So when you look at those numbers and you see what's going on as far as what your Texas Revolution are doing out on the football field, one of the things you got to look at is penalties. And if you don't look at penalties as far as where they're at, that is huge. Also, the Texas Revolution in four games, as far as that is concerned, they have four interceptions. This is a football team that usually is a little bit better as far as interceptions are concerned. So that number is down huge for the Revolution this season, as the Texas Revolution normally have big-time stats. Let's look at their first downs as well. In four games, they have 13 first downs by rushing and 60 first downs by passing, with a total of 13 on the penalty. They get the first down by a penalty, a total of 86 first downs out on the season. The Dodge City Law, of course, they got one more game up on them. They have 102 first downs total. But the Sioux City Bandits in six games have 96. So the Revolution, with only four games, they're right there primed to look at that number and get a little bit higher in that ranking as they play a couple more teams this season. So third down conversions are huge for the Texas Revolution. They are 12 of 28, 42.9 on the season. That is enough for fourth in this division. The Wichita Force in four games, they're 16 of 27 at 59.3. That's almost 60%, folks, and that is a great number. So watch out for third down conversions. Now, teams that give up the most conversions out on the football field is the Omaha Beef. So they give up the most on third down conversions. They only stop them 16% of the time. The Wichita Force only stop them, 27% of the time. 10 of 37 against the opponents. So that's where a number for the Texas Revolution could be to their advantage against the Force. Now, when you look at the fourth down conversions themselves, the Wichita Force are 4-0-4 on the season. They don't do a lot of fourth down conversions. They either kick the ball or they go ahead and they score the touchdown. So that is the fact that the Wichita Force have only went for it on fourth down four times this season in four games, that just goes to show how good they are offensively. So if the Texas Revolution get them in that situation, they're either going to kick the field goal, or they're going to score the touchdown on third down. So looking at those numbers, that is huge. As far as the Texas Revolution are concerned, as far as fourth down conversions, they are 7 of 15 for 46. They go for it a lot on fourth down. More so, they don't bring out their kicker because they don't have any confidence in their kicking game, and that is obvious. But that also comes from the fact that they feel very, very confident out on the football field. Looking at the sacks in four games, the Revolution have six sacks. And in the four games for the Wichita Force, they only have one sack. That defense is good, but they're not getting to the quarterback. So, and we talked about the penalties. Usually the Texas Revolution, they are up on top in that stat. This year, they're not. The Mesquite Marshals, they have 55 flags out on the season, followed by the Chicago Eagles at 50. Your Texas Revolution are right behind them in third place with 46 penalties out on the season. 315 yards. And like I said, if they don't get that under control, that's going to be huge for them. So they're second to last as far as the numbers and averages are concerned out on the football field. The Marshals have had more, but it's more about the average per game. And the Revolution are 11th. And when you look at the Wichita Force, they're in seventh place as far as penalties are concerned. Only 68 yards per game per penalty, but only 27 penalties out on the football field in four games. I think that's a pretty impressive number as far as that's concerned, as far as the they've only played four games. So the only team that's better, Omaha Beef, in four games, they have only had 25 penalties out on the football field. So, looking at that number is concerned. Now, for the opponent's penalties, that's where the Revolution is sitting in sixth position, as a lot of other teams, penalties against the teams, how they rank. The Dodge City Law, right, as far as the other team is concerned, are up on top on that division, with the most penalties. So, looking at some other things, let's take a look at the Texas Revolution. Let's jump to the team stats because those are important. Let's start with the Wichita Force because this is a football team that is really huge out on the football field. So, scoring, the Wichita Force have scored 230 points. They've only given up 165. So they're averaging 57.7 points a game and only giving up 41.2. And that 41.2 is about the number that the Texas Revolution score. So when you look at that number, that's got to shock you and scare you. As the games for the Wichita Force, 66-44 against the Salina Liberty. The Duke City Gladiators, they beat them up pretty well, 59-28. Then 54-45 against the Chicago Eagles. And then that close one against the Bloomington Edge, 51-48. Now, so you see the numbers going down in the last two games against two expansion teams. Now you got an experienced team such as the Texas Revolution. That's going to be huge. So, that having been said, let's take a look at some of their situations as far as passing is concerned. In three games, four games, Steve Panuska, he's 50 of 70 with two interceptions, 71% passing, 616 yards and 18 touchdowns for the Wichita Force. Receiving for this football team, 22 catches, 216 yards, and 7 touchdowns goes to Clarence Anderson. And then after that, 12 catches, 116 yards, 3 touchdowns for Brett Soft. And then Ronald Davis, 8 catches, 154 yards, and 7 touchdowns for the Wichita Force. Rushing the football, 36 rushes, 112 yards,
for 5 touchdowns is Quentin Benning, and then Clarence Anderson with 12 rushes, 76 yards. He's got 2 touchdowns. So those are the league leaders there for the Wichita Force. Looking at your Texas Revolution, that is really huge. They are 3-1. They've taken the loss. Scoring for your Revolution, they've scored 228 points, and their opponents have only scored 205. So they're a huge thing right there. Looking at the numbers, we talked about the first downs, 86 first downs for the Revolution. Opponents only get 66, so that's going to be huge for them as far as that is concerned. Rushing yards for the Revolution, 214 yards. And opponents have gained 425 yards on the rush. Think we might see Quentin rushing the football for the Force? That's quite possible for the Revolution. But let's take a look at some of the individual stats for the Revolution. Darius Fudge, 28 rushes, 97 yards. He's got 3 touchdowns. Jordan Brown, 20 rushes, 77 yards. He doesn't have any touchdown, but Robert Kent has rushed one in for himself. Robert Kent, though, at the quarterback position, he's got a quarterback rating of 116.25. Huge. 77 of 121, only 3 interceptions. 63% passing completion for 926 yards in those 4 games. 26 touchdowns as well. Clinton Solomon, 23 catches, 309 yards, 7 touchdowns for the Revolution. Then Tavarius Williams, 19 catches, 295 yards, and 7 touchdowns. So 4 more catches less or more for Clinton Solomon, and only a total of 14 yards more. So you got a 1-2 punch with the Texas Revolution at the receiving core. So that's huge for the Revolution. So interceptions, Frankie Solomon Jr., he has 2 interceptions on the season, and Lindy Holmes and Jeff Willis have 1. They only have 4 on the season. We talked a little bit about that as well. Kickoff returns for the Revolution, Frankie Solomon Jr. with 6 of them, 144 yards, average of 24 yards. And Derek Herman, who's no longer with the team, he's got a touchdown return. But Tavarius Williams, 3 returns for 53 yards. So that's going to be big. Special teams for the Texas Revolution going into this game is huge. Let's take a look at scoring for your Revolution. 9 touchdowns for Darius Fudge, 7 for Clinton Solomon and Tavarius Williams, which we talked about. Then 4 touchdowns for Ronnie Cooper, and Jordan Brown has 2, as well as Derek Herman, like we said, no longer with the team. Michael Wormley has a touchdown, offensive lineman for your Revolution, and Neil Wilcox with a pick 6. Gets into the end zone for the Texas Revolution. So huge stuff going on for the Revolution as they go on. So the stats are looking good, but this game is all important for the Texas Revolution. So we're going to have to keep our eye out on this one. You've heard me rattle on here for an hour here on the Couch Potato Sports Show and the pregame show, as we were unable to get our guests here lined up. Victor Mann out on the road as the Revolution about ready to hit the road, could not make the connection with them. And the eagle-eyed Bill Cerna also could not make the connection with them. So that's going to do it for us here on the Couch Potato Sports Show, as you just heard me rattle on here for an hour, but that's okay. It is the pregame show here on the Couch Potato Sports Show and your Texas Revolution Radio Network. Good luck tonight to the Revs, and we'll talk to you next week.